Welcome to Superheroes in Heels, the podcast where powerful women rise, lead, and own the room. I'm Kimberly Borgens, your host, fellow trailblazer, and unapologetic advocate for women in the world of business. With over 30 years of experience building success in a male-dominant industry, I'm here to empower you to do the same. Each week, you'll hear bold conversations with inspiring guests who embody strength, resilience, a little dash of sass, and a little bit of grace. Together, we'll challenge the status quo, break through barriers, unlock your confidence, and unleash your inner superhero. You ready? Let's go. Hello, and welcome to Superheroes in Heels, where we fiercely empower women to take bold action, step into their role as the CEOs of their company, own their command presence as women in male-dominated industries, and focus on lifting women as powerful leaders in their community. And I'm your host, Kimberly Borgens, and I just wanted to share with you today something that was stated to me yesterday that just kind of got me a little thinking about some things. And I thought maybe if I could have this conversation with you strong women out there who are working hard to be the CEOs of your company, and when somebody asks you a question about being the CEO of your organization, how do you respond? How do you maintain your composure? How do you keep your emotions in check when someone is questioning everything about what you've done since you started your business? And that's what we're going to talk about today. I'm Kimberly Borgens, and I am the CEO of a private security, private investigations business called Delta Protective Services. We're a regional company in Northern California. And I happen to be the CEO of the company. Woo! Well, yesterday I was asked, are you CEO in designation only, or are you really the CEO? I was like, what? That was my inside voice. My outside voice said, yes, I'm absolutely the CEO of the company. And not just by designation, but by skills, knowledge, experience, training, and so much more. But it really got me thinking about it. And I really wanted to have that conversation today here on our podcast, this episode, because I think quite often women are dismissed. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my business. For those of you who maybe you're just joining in here with Superheroes in Heels, where I work with women, you know, whether you're wearing flats or you're wearing stilettos, girl, you just get out there and do your business, okay? And I interview women as well who are other superheroes in their businesses and bring them in. But this question kind of got me a little riled up a little bit. I have to tell you why. Because, see, I didn't just start the business by myself. I'm not the lone wolf in my company. I started this business with my business partner, who has been the face of the company for the first, I would say, 25 plus years. I didn't need to be the face of the company. And so he happens to be, you know, when we first started, we were sole proprietors. Okay. Most business owners, sole proprietors, we start a business, we get going. Look, when I started the business, honest to goodness, it wasn't just me. I would say when we started the business, right, it was mainly to make sure that we're taking care of our family. It was our skill sets and our knowledge that kind of merged together. You know, his version, he was in the military, Marine Corps, and then went on to work for a private investigator, did car repossessions. Then he went on to do executive protection, bodyguard work down in Southern California with public figures, celebrities. And then, merged into starting a business, right? my background is I, you know, went to college. I double majored in administration of justice and business management, attended the police academy. After going out, decided I didn't want to be out on the street as a police officer. And so we had met somewhere there when I was in the police academy. I met this private investigator and we started building a relationship. Well, then throughout the years, we decided, what if we don't want to work for somebody else? We have all this experience in the security, investigative, backgrounds, all our skill sets in those things. And we decided to merge together and build a business. No problem. But let me tell you, I'm a quiet introvert. Now, I say quiet introvert, but let me tell you, I can raise my voice. I can command a room. I can be quiet and lead people into the right direction. I am not afraid to speak up, but I'm also the introverted person in me needs to recharge in quiet space. My business partner, on the other hand, recharges around everybody, loves all the noise and the chaos and the excitement. And I can go and I manage the chaos, the excitement, and all the noise so that when I can get back to my space, I can recover from that and recharge. See, there's not a whole lot of difference. If you really, really are, I just want to speak to the introverts for a quick second. If you really, really are an introvert, it's okay to be an introvert, but get your booty out there and run your business, okay? And I'm saying that with all love and respect. I didn't want to attend the monthly networking meetings at the Chamber of Commerce. My business partner even said to me, you need to do that because that's what it takes to grow a business. And he's like, I can't understand why you don't want to go. And I'm like, it's not that I don't want to go. I'm just depleted and I need to re-energize. But at first, he didn't quite understand that. But for him, he loves that life. Now, don't get me wrong. I go to mixers. I attend all the networking events I can find. I go to galas. I get out there and I do the business of being a business owner. Okay? So I just want to say that to you all. If you're an introvert, do not let being an introvert slow you down, stop you. Do not use it as an excuse for not growing a business because you have no excuse. All you have to do is go back and recharge. All right, I'm just saying it. And I know this because of 35 years experience. Okay. But let's get back on topic. Okay. What I want to say is that I've allowed my business partner to be the man out front in the business because that's where he shines, right? And so I thought it was quite interesting when this person asked me the question, are you a CEO in designation only? And I was like, what? I calmly am like, no, I made it very clear. But I want to really have that conversation for a minute. So let's have it. My business partner, who is also now my husband, we started business first, and then we got married, and we have been, you know, plugging them in side by side forever and working together. And if you listen to my last podcast, I think episode 13, where I interviewed my business partner, husband, and we've been working together, building this business in private security for 33 years. Now, let me just say, I didn't start out as the CEO. He didn't start out as the president. We just started out as sole proprietors, entrepreneurs on a journey to take our experience and put it into business and create an environment where we could spend time with our kids as we were raising them and run a business. Simple enough, right? Pretty fair. Well, guess what? We got successful at it. We started growing our business. It started getting momentum. We got more clients. We got more experience. All these things started happening. And over the years, we had to make a choice. We had to make a choice on either staying a sole proprietor or incorporating our business and making it a corporation. Simple enough, right? Based on tax strategies, based on the important things that we have to do in business, all those things. Like, we truly did need to, you know, make decision. So we sat down, we had a conversation, we had conversations with financial advisors, you know, we did the work to figure it out, and we made the choice to become a corporation. Okay, we have a small board of directors. And with a corporation, you have to have designated titles. So we decided, well, look, we've both been working in the business forever. We both have been building the business together. And yes, it was an advantage to get your minority small business, you know, woman-owned business designation. Why not take advantage of that, right? I have 51% ownership in our company. Got it. No big deal. He has 45, because what we also did is we incorporated, making sure that our kids were also included in that because they were building business alongside us. I got the title as CEO. I am the lead of the company. He got the title as president. He is right next to me, right below, just a little bit, but not out of knowledge, experience, or anything else, only because they required you to have designation as a corporation. Okay, we work side by side all the time. He runs much more operational stuff as the president. I run much more of the financials, right? The trainings. I manage, you know, so much in the company, SOPs, doing processes, right? He'll do processes. He's doing so much better at it now. I'm so proud. But that wasn't his skill set, right? But it was mine. And so, you know, we've just throughout the years just continued the momentum. For a short time, we had a gentleman whom we brought in and who was in HR, and he wanted to introduce, he's very outgoing, right? Wanted to introduce everybody to the president of the company. And he had great respect for the man of the company. And anytime he would introduce me to people, he would say, and this is our vice president. And I corrected him many times, gently, respectfully, like, hey, I just, like, clearly you're not clear. My title is not vice president. It's the CEO. So he would introduce me. Oh, this is the vice president company. I'm like, hi, I'm Kimberly. I'm the CEO. Right. And so, you know, we just kept moving forward. Well, after a little while, he just still wouldn't change that title. He kept giving me the vice president title. In his mind, he could not see me as the CEO, as the head of the company and above the president. So it wasn't a big deal. Not, you know, not really. I just course corrected him. And I said to him, like, look, you need to address me correctly. I am the CEO. Oh, yes, you're right. You're right. You're right. The next time that happened, I finally just said, like, enough is enough. And I said to my business partner, Lawrence, I said, hey, can you have a conversation with him? Because clearly he's not willing to listen to a woman. Yep, I said it. So the next time he said something, he introduced me, and my business partner was there, and he said, hold on, I have a question for you. And this is what he did to address this gentleman. He said, I have a question for you. Do you think that the CEO is below the president? Do you think Kimberly is below me in this corporation? And he goes, well, yeah, you're the head of the corporation. And he said, no. Do you understand that Kimberly is my boss? And the guy just looked dumbfounded. He just couldn't, in his brain, could not get past the belief system that a woman could be the head of the company, and especially as a husband and wife working together. He just was blown away by that. And he's like, no, he goes, yeah, she's my boss. And I would prefer from this point forward that you would address her as such. As the woman CEO, I'm like, yeah, the man's got my back. As the wife, I was like, yeah, that's my man. Right? It's just that little moment. But it wasn't because he was trying to be disrespectful. He just could not get his belief system wrapped around the fact that I am a woman CEO. Now, so let's address what kind of happened yesterday when this person came up to me. You know, let me first, before I do that, I really want to clarify, like, what is a CEO? You know, what is the role of a chief executive officer? And again, you know, I've mentioned this before on previous podcasts. You can call it whatever you want. You want to call it a chief empowerment officer. You want to call it your chief educational officer, whatever you want to call it to make you feel better about it. But the purpose of a CEO is to make executive decisions for a company. The CEO is appointed to the company by the board of directors, right? And it's the highest ranking executive in the organizational chart. Okay, can we just get that clear? You as the CEO have to make the defining decisions in your company. You have to make those executive statements. You have to put it out there that you know your job, you know your business, you know your company so well inside and out that you have the authority to make the decisions, make all executive decisions for your company. I happen to have a unique dynamic with having my partner, my business partner, my partner in life being the president of the company, and he makes so many executive decisions. He makes so many operational decisions, and I am so grateful for us working side by side. But let me tell you, because we work side by side, as the CEO, my role involves making the major corporate decisions. If there's a fight between us and it's going to be one or the other, as the CEO, I can do the stale. You know, I can like, nope, we're going this way. You have to try it my way first. I could do that. Let me tell you, I think maybe once in 33 years have I ever had to pull, I'm the CEO. Right? The purpose of a CEO is to set the direction of the company strategically, knowing your finances, knowing what's going on in your company, knowing what's going on with your employees, knowing about your clients. It doesn't mean you have to have every piece of information. It doesn't mean you have to do everything in your company. Please delegate, okay? But you're overseeing the whole aspects of your business to ensure that it is successful. You think I don't have a ton of weight on my shoulders each and every single day? I don't just have a title of CEO. I did not get it just as the distinction to have a woman-owned business. I'm the CEO because I fight for this company each and every single day. Every day, I have worked the longest shift in uniform out in the hot blazing sun, over 100 degrees, 18 and a half hours straight. I hold that title and I don't want anybody else to break it. I do not want to have a team, but when you're short staffed and a client needs to get taken care of, you do what you need to do as a company. Now, my business partner worked alongside me during this chaotic time where I got the 18 and a half hours, and I think his was 17 hours. So we were darn close to it. Mine just happened to shift a little bit longer. At that time, there were no meal breaks for me, right? My husband would bring me my kit or bring me something to eat. He would relieve me because we were doing a 24-hour shift after a fire arson for a jewelry store in our town. And there was no other security company that can handle it. So we did. It was great money. It was a week long while the arson investigation went on, but we worked our tail ends off. We didn't see our kids for a week. My mother-in-law took my kids. She took her grandkids and she made sure they got to school. She did everything and took care of our family so that we could do that position, right? 18 and a half hour shift just from me out in a hot day in a dark uniform, standing a post because we didn't have enough people who were willing to work. Tell me I'm a CEO in designation only. I have done payroll for our company for over 30 years. All of the checks from anywhere when we had one employee all the way up to 100 and something employees at one time, right? In any given weekend, we would have 60 to 100 employees at a special event because we started out in special events. Look, it is not because of having a designation. It's because I work the work. I am concerned about the company. I am concerned about my employees each and every day out there working the sites. I put policies and procedures into place. I don't personally at this point, but I'm like, I make sure it happens now, but I used to fill up ice chests filled with ice, lots and lots of water. And I would send my business partner out to all the job sites. I would go out to other job sites and we would take ice cold water when it's 100 plus degrees outside. We still do that with our field supervisors, right? That's a policy I put into place. Oh, I worked 18 and a half hours. Did I tell you I had the worst sunburn? My head swelled so big because of the sunburn. Guess what? I put hats into place so that make sure that my team had all the hats in place so that they didn't do the same thing that I did to run and build this company. Do I do strategic planning? Absolutely. I implement long-term strategies. My goal is to make sure to achieve the company goals and objectives. We create safe communities. That means we have to do everything we can to do that and create the safe communities. Do I make decisions? Absolutely. I make critical decisions that impact our company's operations, our finances, and the overall direction in which we are going. Can you tell I'm a little fired up about this? Let's see. Leadership and management. Do I lead and motivate my company? Absolutely. Do I lead and motivate the team? I have a management team that I work with. I have an HR manager, an operations manager. I have a scheduler. I have a dispatch team. I manage my teams and I make sure that they have the efficient resources that are needed and that they allocate the right resources to the team out in the field. As a CEO, I am the primary contact between the board of directors, our other team members, our, you know, the stakeholders, you know, all of our kids and my husband, right? Like our clients are our stakeholders. I don't have to have direct conversations with all of our clients because I have a team of people who are doing that now. Yeah, no, I'm not in designation only a CEO. I represent the company in public. I go to public appearances. We've done media interactions. Most of the time, my husband is the one doing it. Why? Because he loves it. That's his gift. It is not my gift. It makes me have to think hard. I'm already thinking hard enough. But guess what? I still do those things as necessary. I get out, I have monitored, I have been a facilitator of events. We go out to nonprofit events. We both strategically go out together and work rooms. Can you tell I'm fired up? Look, I attend trainings every single year. I work to improve my skill set level because I need to be the face of the company in the sense of which way are we going? Where are we going? Look, I pay attention to numbers a lot. Okay. I know my numbers, right? The CEO needs to know their numbers. I can tell from doing my payroll that I have way too much overtime. I can tell from doing my payroll that my client's not getting taken care of. When I'm doing payroll, I have an overall look of what my company looks like. And you can bet that I go and I have a conversation with my scheduler. Why do I have so much overtime? Are we short people? Great. Let me go talk to my HR person. Hey, we're short people. She's asked for people. When are you bringing those people in? What support do you need so that we can make sure that we get the right amount of people so that we're not losing money based on the overtime? I'm CEO in designation only. I don't think so, right? I communicate with my team. I work with my operations. My husband and I, who happen to be business partners together, we live and breathe and speak business all the time. Sometimes we'll go like, hey, I need a timeout. Okay, can I just be the wife for a minute? Can I just like have a husband for a minute, right? I just need that husband moment, right? But at the same time, like I live and breathe. I do a lot of trainings and then I bring that conversation home and have that with my husband. And he's been doing trainings with me for years and years and years. He is so intelligent and so smart, and he sees operations a little bit different than I do. But I guarantee you, he'll make decisions and I'm like, whoa, can we just look at this from another perspective? I guarantee you, I say that way more often than he does. Because as women, we see things differently than men. Adaptable. Oh man, do I have to adapt to changing markets? You know, when COVID hit, you know, the big old C, when that little glitch in workforce happened, like I had to make sure that we had all these things in place. But here's the deal. I'm the CEO who was in Walmart, I believe it was, like over the summer before that happened, who like the large sizes, like mega large sizes of hand sanitizer were on sale for $1.47. I bought at least 10 bottles. One, because we did fingerprints and you have to clean things. And the other reason is because I don't like people with germs. Okay. Can I just say it? When people get sick in the fall and in the wintertime, they get sick, they stay home. I have to do their job. Okay. I don't want to do their job. So I've always been more conscious around when people get sick, and I always made sure we had emergency. They were taking their vitamin C. I offer that to my staff. Like, let me tell you, I have done the things that are necessary to keep my employees working so that they're doing the job, right? My experience. Oh, let me tell you, I have done the operations of the company. I have done the physical feet, boots on the ground. I know my business partner took vacation a few times down in the Mojave Desert during New Year's, and I stayed home. I ended up working shifts, graveyard or swing shifts. As the ball dropped and people are watching it on TV, I'm ducking underneath the edge of buildings because of all the gunshots going off that I don't want to have a bullet hit in my head. I do the same things that my team has done, that they're doing. I have done it. I have worked out at those locations, right? I have responded in the middle of the night when I have a patrol driver who crashes a car. When a dispatcher doesn't show up, who does dispatch? That's right, this gal, right? She gets on the phone, she gets on the computer, she makes sure her team is okay out in the field. Let me tell you, I not only do operations, but I do all the financials. I pay attention. I make sure my clients are billed. I make sure the invoices are getting paid. I make sure that my vendors are getting paid. I make sure that my employees are getting paid. I'm making sure that all of the things happen financially within the company. I oversee that to make sure it all is happening clearly. I have leadership. I guide. I guide with a strong purpose, creating a place where people are safe in our communities. And we create those communities everywhere we go. We put an officer out there. We put a security officer out there. And we are creating that safe community in that moment for that community. I have developed people. I have developed work. I have developed all the things necessary to be the CEO of a thriving business in a city that is the most diverse city in the U.S., right? We work hard as a business, and I work hard as a CEO. I am not a CEO by designation only. I just want to be clear. Look, I know I'm a little fired up about it because I think what happens is so often women are marginalized. We're minimalized by our titles. We're told to quiet down. We're told to go into meetings and not speak up. I don't want you to say anything. I just want you to take notes. Any man who says that to a woman is doing a disservice for themselves. You do not understand how much women see. I can sit in a room and not say a daggum word. I can, but I see so much. And I guarantee you, I will make it known another way. Guarantee it. Okay? Women are so often not even listened to. How many times have I been in a meeting with men who will say to me, or will say, I'll put something out there. I'll say, well, what about this idea? And it gets kind of washed over, and some man two seats down will suddenly say the same thing, and oh, he's got a great idea. Do not marginalize what women have to say. Ladies, you need to speak up. You need to say, I have earned my title as CEO because I have dealt with men who have tried to dismiss me. I have dealt with men who have tried to push me aside, who have tried to squash me down, told me to be quiet, not listen to what I have to say. I am saying right here and right now, ladies, you need to step up. You need to stand up. You need to hold your head high, have your shoulders high, walk into any room like you own it, because you do. You own your space. You own what you have to say. And yeah, you can get passionate. I'm a little passionate about this conversation today. I get it, right? I totally own that. But at the same time, it's not out of disrespect for men. I love my husband. I am so grateful to be in business with him. And sometimes I think that men just think we don't deserve to be here. I gave birth to 4 wonderfully rotten children, completely natural, with no drugs. Don't tell me I can't handle business. Do not tell me that, because I guarantee you there is nothing in business that was harder than that. Okay? So I'm just saying, look, it really was an interesting question. And the person who asked me it was not asking it out of maliciousness. They were genuinely asking as I was talking to them. But I want to just really point out to you that, you know, for me, I've been in this company for 33 years. From the start, from the beginning, ground up, with nothing, no employees. My husband got our first client. He would go work swing shifts. I would be taking care of kids and running whatever invoices and doing, you know, the as my husband used to call me, the toots work, right? Yeah, we were just business partners. But as the CEO, let me tell you, I'm not a figurehead. I got it. I am the strategy, the leadership, the decision maker. I've been doing these things for the past 3 decades. I've overseen the finances. I've created systems. I have trained staff. I have led our management team. It is not about a minority certification, about being a woman-owned business. That's just a perk occasionally. Let me tell you how many jobs I've gotten from that. Golly, I don't even know. I don't even think we've gotten one, to tell you the God's honest truth. Okay? But I have proven my leadership and my business acumen. I'm telling you, I don't just sit aside and let people work for me. And I don't dump onto people. I delegate to people. I don't micromanage. That's one of my gifts. I say to people, how do you want to create that? I let them come up with their ideas. And then I back it if it sounds good to me. Or I'll say, can we shift that a little bit? If it's a matter of safety and security in the moment, you're guaranteed I will do what's necessary. I'm not going to ask permission, okay? Because that's who I am. doesn't sound like the best, you know, pretty job maybe, because being the CEO is not a pretty job. I can dress up, I can look fancy, but the truth is being a CEO isn't fancy. It's a title. It's what you do with that title that makes you the CEO. So, are we clear on this? I'm not the CEO in title only. I'm the CEO in every sense of my experience, my skill sets, the fact that the company thrives with my team and my leadership, the fact that I don't sit and wait for stuff to come to me. I challenge my team. I challenge my business partner. I challenge business all the time. Because I am the CEO, I can do it. I have the authority. I have earned it. I have learned it. I have walked through it. I have been through the fire. We have done everything wrong in the company throughout the years and everything right too. Right? We have made mistakes. I have made mistakes. I have said the wrong thing. I have apologized to my staff. I've apologized to my business partner. I am not perfect, but I am the CEO. Not only in my security business, but also in my business consulting and coaching programs. Because of the 30 years experience that I have, the 33 years of being this business owner, and I use that with my team, with the people in me. And if you're interested in learning more about me and connecting more with me on my coaching or any of that, feel free to join my Hive Hangout. It's a free membership. You can go to my website, KimberlyBorgans.com, and check out all my other podcasts that I've been doing, or check out the Hive Hangout and come and visit with me and you know, connect. But if you're questioning whether you're the right CEO, if you have anybody who's ever told you, why are you CEO, just for the designation, or, you know, asked you that question, I hope you get as fired up as me. I hope you continue learning. I hope you continue stretching yourself and doing all the things that are necessary, and give yourself some grace. Being a CEO, being a woman leader, being a woman who stands in their power, who stands in their role, whatever that is, I salute you today. Give yourself some grace and say, yes, that is me. I own it. And if you want to learn more from me and be more like me, come over to the Hive Hangout. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks for tuning in to Superheroes in Heels with Kimberly Borgans. If you're walking away feeling a little braver, a little bolder, and a whole lot more powerful, mission accomplished. Be sure to subscribe to the show and leave a review. It helps us to reach more women who are ready to unleash their power and lead with confidence. And if you do leave a review, you might just hear your name in an upcoming episode. If today's conversation lit a fire in you, share it with your network and join us inside the Hive Society at KimberlyBorgans.com, where powerful women gather to break barriers and rise together. Until next time, keep showing up, standing strong, and heels or not, keep embracing your inner superhero.